Henry Olonga was once one of Zimbabwe's top athletes. He was a star cricket player, but a single act of defiance cost Olonga his career and forced him to leave Zimbabwe. Now he's trying to win back celebrity and success as a singer with a message. The World's Laura Lynch visited Olonga at his home in London.
There is little to mark Henry Olonga's residence as the home of a former sports star. Inside a cramped one-bedroom apartment directly under the flight path out of Heathrow, Olonga lives a modest life, but he remembers the thrill of playing cricket.
There's no feeling to describe what it's like to actually be successful in what you're doing, and that to me was a reward of playing cricket.
Even then, the seeds of Olonga's singing career were being sown at a time when he could capitalize on his growing popularity as the first black Zimbabwean to make the national team.
This land is our Zimbabwe, a land of peace for you and me.
Once a group of us got together and wrote a song called Our Zimbabwe, which was released in 2001. And it did pretty well in the country. In fact, I've heard rumors, so many of these rumors are hard to substantiate, that it got to number one in the Zimbabwe charts. Now, that's no big deal. I mean, getting to number one in Zimbabwe is like getting to number one in some small American village or town. You know, it's no big accomplishment. But at least it showed that people empathized with the message. And a lot of people listen to the song and go, what is he on about? Because that song isn't talking about a Zimbabwe that exists. Basically, we were looking to the Zimbabwe we aspired to.
Though I may go to distant
Even then, Zimbabwe was descending into a political and economic crisis. President Robert Mugabe had directed a campaign of violence and repression. Olonga says he became increasingly angry at what he saw.
But what led me to a place where I decided I had to take action was just witnessing all this unfold in front of my eyes. And as a cricketer and as an ambassador for my country, I felt I just couldn't stand up on a cricket field and hold my head up high and say I'm proud to play for Zimbabwe when these were the kinds of people that were leading the country astray.
And so at the World Cup in 2003, he and a teammate staged a very visible protest. They showed up for their first match wearing black armbands on their uniforms to mourn what they called the death of democracy in their country. Within weeks, both fled Zimbabwe, fearing for their lives. 3 years later, living in England, Olonga returned to his music, but his homeland haunted him.
I felt that I hadn't really dealt with the issue of my strong feelings about the politics in Zimbabwe, which is something that I'd done in our Zimbabwe. So we wrote a song called Rise Again.
In your world of jewels, champagne and wine, your wandering feet have crossed the line. The peace you swore now changed to war. What do you bully these people for?
The lyrics focus on Mugabe and his violent rule, but Olonga says the song has another message.
That one day the people of Zimbabwe will be able to rise again, out of the ashes, if you will, out of the problems of today, and be able to hold their heads up high and have dignity again.
Olonga still watches the news from Zimbabwe with great interest. He's not optimistic, even though there's a new unity government in place.
We're not seeing the end of it. It is not sincere. If Robert Mugabe was genuine in his pursuit of a truly unified government, he would not be doing the things he's doing right now, I think. We're not going to see real change come about until the head himself decides to either step out the way or, in his own words, only God can take him out the way.
The nation that once embraced him now refuses to give him a passport, so Olonga can't return home. Right now, he's trying to complete a second album. He's under no illusions about how difficult it is to make a career in music. But Henry Olonga vows he'll keep trying, mixing politically charged songs with ballads, gospel, and maybe even some opera. For the World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
I used to think that I could climb the highest mountain, but lost the strength to keep on reaching for my dreams. And while I searched, it seemed the time to shine had faded. But when I dug deep down inside, I could see.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.